children always sing the song that brings Stevens to my house.
All right, that's all right.
But I guess it's that time of year where these kinds of things happen. I'm here because I asked to be here.
Amen.
On Monday nights, men meet and discuss the Word of God. About 3 months, 3 Mondays ago, we decided we would study the book of Matthew. And interesting that we began the first week of Christmas, first week of December. And as we began to study, we found that there was an acknowledgement of science and faith that had caused some of us problems. You know, science requires evidence that you can see and touch and feel.
Yeah.
Faith are the eyes into the invisible and the spiritual that you can't see, but you can feel. So when we talked about some of these differences, I found that some of the men had revelations that they hadn't had before. They saw things in the Word that they considered inconsistent with what our secular world was doing with this holiday season. Spent a lot of time with it, and the gist of it is, they thought that because of their misconceptions, that perhaps others had the same kinds of misconceptions, and they thought it appropriate that all of us have the same level of understanding, especially when there are scientifically supported phenomena that appear to be inconsistent with biblical phenomena. So I'm here this morning on a mission. Spirit has sent me on, I believe. I want to say that. I don't want to believe it's me. But I hope I can take the prophecies, especially that of Isaiah, and then the gospel account of the birth of Jesus as it's written by Luke and Matthew. Because the other Gospels don't mention the birth of Jesus.
That's true.
And I hope that I can put it in a chronology that we can all accept and we can teach the children. If I don't do it well, you'll know. Because it will sound like gibberish. But God willing, you'll know.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, you've sent us here on this day that we have set aside to acknowledge your coming in human form on this earth. Now, Lord, we pray that you're with us here and that you'll remove me from myself and that your spirit will lead and guide and speak the words of truth that you want spoken. Let it fall on the ears of those who need to hear, and let each hear and use and understand according to your plan for their lives. Thank you for the wisdom and understanding spirit that you've allowed to be with me as I study. And I give you praise. In this precious time, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
If I could keep the tears out, I'll be all right.
All right.
It's all right.
And the 7th chapter of the book of Isaiah. I promised Mike this would be short. In the 7th chapter and in the 14th verse, the prophet, in God's name, gives King Ahaz a sign. It's a sign of the goodwill God has towards Israel and the house of David. Now first let me say, all of you understand, I'm assuming that everybody understands that God had a special covenant where he blessed Aaron with the covenant of priesthood. And all of Aaron's line were committed and dedicated, the Levites, to God's priesthood. He also entered a special covenant with David. And this was a covenant of royalty.
Yes.
That the leadership, the kings of Israel, would all come from David.
That's right.
These two covenants God maintained throughout. And this and this time of the year, he shows evidence, evidence of both. In the story of Zechariah and the birth of John the Baptist, continued the priesthood covenant.
Yes.
And then the story of Jesus through Mary, who is of the house of David,
yes,
to continue the covenant of royalty.
Yes.
Well, let's not get those two confused, so I'm not going to spend any time on Zacharias today. You probably already all know that anyway. You know this story too, but thank you, Sam.
Please stop.
If I can get past these tears, I'm going to be all right.
You're all right.
The children. Well, I'm not the only one. I saw some of the rest of them. Okay.
Amen.
So in Isaiah, it was prophesied.